Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about meditation, stress relief, coaching, and neurofeedback. So, back by popular demand, we are going to work on our rain practice again. So you may or may not remember this one, but we are going to make it rain. RAIN is actually an acronym for a meditation practice for dealing directly with thoughts and feelings that was first coined by a teacher named Michelle McDonald. She's a senior mindfulness teacher. Meditation is commonly used as an escape from what's bothering us, and the simple techniques of following the breath to stay focused on the moment allow us to do just that. We just escape. But we can also use meditation techniques to deal directly with what's bothering us as well. There's this wonderful practice that's designed specifically to do just that, and it's called RAIN, which is an acronym for 4 techniques to follow during your meditation practice. Now we're going to break it down a little bit. The R stands for recognize. Once we've settled into our practice by following a few breaths, we can begin to recognize what the current state of our mind is that we started our practice with. Perhaps we're feeling anxious or tired or frustrated over stuff that's going on in our lives. Recognizing the quality of that feeling state of mind is an opportunity to work through it instead of what we usually do, which is to try to push it away. And by using the breath to go deeper into the feeling, we can imagine as we inhale where that feeling sits in our body. So sometimes if you're angry, maybe you'll feel it in your jaws, or if you're sad, you might feel it in your chest or your stomach. And as we exhale, we would give it space, which allows it time and energy to change when it's ready. So we breathe into this area deeply and allow ourselves to truly feel exactly what we feel in that moment. And then as we exhale, we imagine giving it space to be. Now the A is for acceptance. Usually when we feel bad, we immediately reject the feeling and we try to force it to change. In the RAIN practice, acceptance is probably one of the kindest things we can do for ourselves. We can simply breathe into the feeling that we're having, offering it a little space of acceptance, understanding, and compassion, and maybe even forgiveness. The I is for investigate. And again, we can use the breath to more deeply investigate the way that feeling affects our body, exploring the sensations that we feel. For example, anxiety or frustration might sit in our stomach like a knot, like I said, or anger can make our throat feel really tight. And this is usually the time where our minds wander off to judge or analyze or even get absorbed in what we think about what we're feeling. But in this practice, we use the breath to investigate further, to stay with the actual raw sensations of the body, breathing into the sensation, into that part of the body, and again, breathing out, offering it the space that it needs to change. Finally, the N is for non-identifying, which means that we don't make this feeling into something permanent by judging it and deciding that it means something terrible about ourselves or someone else. To non-identify means to let it be just what our senses are telling us. It's a feeling, like an energy in our body somewhere that just needs more oxygen and space in order to be processed and changed. So you can think of it kind of like digestion. We've consumed some stress that feels stuck in our body as an emotion, and as we give it the attention and energy and space it deserves and it needs, it's digested, and we get whatever we need from it and can let go of whatever we don't need. So let's go ahead and find a comfortable position, and we can do our rain practice together. Take a moment. If you'd like to sit in a chair or a couch or even lie down, you just want to remember you're not napping, you're meditating. And you can also sit on the floor, but if you do that, sit on a cushion so your hips are higher than your knees. And allow your back to be supported if you're sitting in a chair or on a couch. You don't have to sit up tall unless you're comfortable doing that. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And then blow as slowly as you can out of the mouth. And again, inhaling deeply. And blowing really, really slowly. And then the third time, inhaling deeply. And exhaling slowly. This is our transitional time from our busy thinking, doing world into the interior world of observing and being present for whatever's coming up for us. And then shift over to nostril breathing. And notice the temperature of the air as it comes in through your nose. And if it's different when it goes back out, is it warmer or moister or colder or drier? Really becoming the witness of the breath as it flows in and out of the nose. And then bringing your mind into the practice, you can name the breaths as they go in and out by saying breathing in or inhale, and breathing out or exhale. And you do this a few times, anytime during your practice, to help you focus, to help you recenter. You just label your breaths. And then you let that go. And you start to notice how your body's feeling in your chair. Move your mind and your breath down into the soles of your feet, getting grounded in the feet. Then into your ankles, shins, and calves. Then up into your knees, then your thighs, and letting your legs be heavy. Moving into your hips and your low back and low belly. And allow yourself to soften from the inside out as you move into the ribs, the middle back, the chest, the shoulder blades. And letting your collarbones spread out and your shoulders slide to your elbows to your wrists, and feeling the weight and sensation in your hands. Softening your jaw, letting your teeth be parted and your eyes roll down and forward, releasing the mask of the face, the scalp, and the hair. Lengthening the spine and stretching out the top of the head. Good. And now we're ready to move into our rain practice, now that we're nice and centered and focused and relaxed. And as you inhale, just go in and really notice what the quality of your mind is like. Perhaps It has a name like an emotion, sad or happy, confused, excited. Or perhaps it's something more like the quality of feeling tired or energized or stressed. Just begin to recognize that feeling in the body, the energy. And as you do so, inhale deeply into that place and see if you can find sort of where it feels the heaviest in your body. And as you inhale, you really let your awareness rest there. And as you exhale, you imagine giving it a lot of space, moving into acceptance, really letting yourself feel exactly how you feel in the moment. Inhale, recognizing. Exhale, accepting. And as you do so, you are able to go deeper into the investigation of this feeling. Does it feel tight, loose, stuck? Just notice all the textures, temperatures, and qualities of the feeling. And perhaps the emotion that you were feeling before gets stronger. And as you do so, just inhale deeply as if you're embracing it. And exhale, really giving it the space to be there, to be present with it. And most importantly, is to keep the mind in check from judging it, criticizing it, analyzing it, or making up stories about it, making meaning out of the feeling, non-identifying, just allowing. Like a cold breeze that blows across the skin doesn't mean anything but a cold breeze. This is sort of what we're doing here. Good. And for the rest of your practice today, you can continue to go through the RAIN practice of recognize, accept, investigate, and non-identify, or you can just sit quietly, noticing, witnessing, and observing your experiences. And when the mind wanders, bring yourself back to naming a few breaths to get recentered. And I'll check in with you in just a few minutes. Notice the quality of your mind, your emotions, and your body in this moment. Recognize them by giving them a name silently to yourself and breathing deeply into the place in the body where this might reside. And as you exhale, offering it acceptance, warmth, kindness, and attention. Really allowing yourself to flow through this awareness. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home. Today we're meditating with the RAIN practice to recognize, accept, investigate, and non-identify with whatever's happening in the moment, really learning how to let ourselves be. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how you're feeling. Notice if you're still feeling any deep emotions or sensations, just to breathe deeply as if embracing, accepting, investigating a little deeper, and not judging. Good. Bring the breath into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, breathe up the back, and exhale down the front of the body. A couple more times, wrapping the spine with breath. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. And letting yourself come back into the present moment from your meditation without any judgment or criticism, letting your meditation be perfect exactly as it was today. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurofeedback. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way.